Reading passage. High costs that accrue during the completion of a 4-year college degree in the U.S. might lead you to think that the U.S. is a money-driven society. Although the tuition tab for the tertiary institution varies by state, with student loans and available scholarships, a typical in-state student often coughs up about $8,000 for tuition and other fees, plus another $8,000 for room and board. To better understand what going to American universities looks like, it may be worth dissecting 3 major causes that push up the tuition tab for public universities: demand, running costs, and financial support from the state. The baby boom echo, also referred to as Generation Y, has flooded universities with a demand for a limited number of courses. According to Forbes, college enrollment has increased by 138% over the last 4 decades. Why? There is a strong correlation between the educational level of individuals and their earning power in the real world. Thus, for instance, someone with a bachelor's degree earns on average $55,000 per year, whereas someone with an associate degree earns an average $41,444 per year. Running costs, including labor costs and facility expansion costs on university campuses, are culprits that partly explain the tuition tab rises. Like every household, colleges pay public utility bills, which are subject to inflation. Since 1985, the Consumer Price Index has increased by approximately 115%. Besides administrative and instruction expenses, universities guarantee salaries for tenure-track professors. Senior professors at prestigious colleges can take sabbatical leave every 3rd year rather than the normal every 7th year. Universities often add new buildings with new personnel who require labs and computers to be installed. The key to determining the tuition tab for public universities is how much the state underwrites the cost of its public education. For example, Wyoming provides the university with $15,000 in financial aid per student, whereas New Hampshire barely spares the university $2,500 per student. Wyoming is considered as the least expensive state, followed by Alaska and Utah, in which to earn a bachelor's degree, whereas New Hampshire is ranked as the polar opposite in the U.S. All in all, the future of the nation depends on achievements at higher educational institutes. A 4-year degree may cost the student a lot due to high demand, running costs, and, in some cases, lack of generous state aid.